is your Paragon News update for November 3rd, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Clinton man is wanted after allegedly punching his ex-girlfriend. The incident allegedly took place outside a home where a neighbor would witness the attack. According to a probable cause affidavit, 37-year-old Mitchell Anthony Spearman was charged on October 21st in Custer County District Court with one felony count of domestic abuse, assault, and battery after allegedly committing the crime on October 8th at a home in the 300 block of South 11th Street. The court documents said that when police arrived, they found the woman's left ear and jawline were red. The victim told police that she was sitting on the ground when she was approached by Spearman, who arrived earlier on a bicycle. The victim stated Spearman was upset and had punched her in the face with a closed fist. A neighbor who called the police stated that he was outside when he heard a female screaming. He stated he confronted the suspect and would later call the police. Spearman would leave on foot when notified that police were contacted. Court records will show that Spearman is wanted for six other offenses in Custer County, including second-degree burglary. As of press time, Spearman has not been apprehended. Elk City Manager Tom Iveser gave an update recently of the construction process of the new activity center located in Ackley Park West. He said the $12.5 million project is slated to open its doors to the public next summer.
So the activity center, 50,000 square feet, basically a large three indoor basketball, full indoor basketball courts with volleyball. They'll be able to convert to six half-court basketball, indoor playground, and esports with a lot of other activities, indoor walking track, 8 mile, walking track elevated. So it continues to progress. Opening is anticipated for next summer. So we had a progress payment. We've got a lot of the glass in now. We've got most of the ductwork in. So we're excited about the progress. Just keep rolling along.
The progress payment approved by the Elk City Commission totaled out at just over $620,000. Iveser also said that although material for the building had slowed the project down at times, he did say that the price for the building was locked in before inflation gripped the country's economy.
We were very fortunate as we locked our prices in when we bid it in the summer of 2020. And so all the prices we got locked in were kind of at the height of COVID. So we've got a $12.5 million building. I think if we bid it out today, it would be $13.5 or $14 million building to do it. So we kind of hit the sweet spot when we bid it.
Iveser said the city is moving forward with the next major project being improvements to the city pool. He said the project is finishing up the design and engineering phase, with construction slated to begin in April or May of next year. Both projects are CAPS projects that are funded by sales tax dollars. In-state news, an Amber Alert canceled. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
An Amber Alert that was issued yesterday for a missing 5-year-old Ada girl has been canceled. The girl has been found safe in Henrietta, Texas. The Ada Police Department says the girl was taken by her non-custodial father, who is now in custody. Police were concerned because the father has a history of mental illness and substance abuse. I'm Margo Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $80.08. That's down $3.83. Brent crude at $81.33. That's down $3.39. Natural gas is at $5.85. That's up 31 cents. Recapping our top story, a Clinton man is wanted in Custer County after punching his ex-girlfriend. Once again, your Paragon News update for November 3rd, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.